This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Throughout this week, Paul Joseph Watson, Joe Biggs, and Michael Zimmerman, InfoWars.com reporters, will be in Paris, and not just covering the terror attacks or the ongoing refugee camps getting burned, other shootings, other stabbings, other burnings that are happening but are getting glossed over, and the big world government UN summit, the biggest ever it's being billed, to openly announce world government. I was already secretly, I hadn't announced it yet, probably planning myself to go to Paris. I like to send out my reporters. They do a great job, so they can get the glory. It's not about the glory, but so it's not all about Alex Jones. Just, they, in some ways, are better than I am of different perspectives. But I was clearly going to send some reporters there, but they're already there to cover this coming up. It is a big deal. Now, let's go ahead and go. In fact, Al Gore was there at the Eiffel Tower when the attack took place, putting on a 24-hour broadcast about how we'd all die. We didn't pay him money. Joe Biggs is with us for this segment, part of the next, and Paul Watson comes back, and I'm going to try to give him the floor to break down other angles of what he sees happening here. But, Joe, I just keep going back to this. It is so epic, over the top, ridiculous to be politically informed and to see these Western governments open the borders, bring people in. Everybody warns they're going to attack. Al-Qaeda, ISIS says they're going to attack. They're mainly military-age men. They got fake passports. Here's The Guardian. The crew brought it in because it sounds crazy. U.S. has trained only 4 or 5 Syrian fighters against ISIS. Top general testifies in Congress. Sounds crazy if you're a new listener and I go, there's 100 to 200,000 Al-Qaeda, Nusra, ISIS people in Syria and Iraq, but our government's trained 5 good ones. And then it's actually 4 or 5. I'm sorry, it's less than I said. See, that sounds like pure bull. When I say they trained 5. And then they say, oh, we're for the good rebels. Our government's funding the radicals. Let me ask you this, Joe. We're going to go to break and come back to you. This is a short segment. Don't they know this is the issue that finally woke up the military, that our government runs Al-Qaeda? I mean, but they don't care. I mean, Soros comes out and brags, I'm getting rid of Europe. I caused the migrant crisis. I mean, it's like they're villains out of a cartoon, Joe Biggs. How do they think they're going to get away with this?
Well, I mean, you got to understand, Alex, people are starting to definitely wake up to what's going on. I mean, for example, Friday night after the attack happened, what happened? Trump's numbers surged to 40, I believe 43, 45%.
Yeah, they surged. Yeah.
He went from like 26 to something like that. Because he's the only person out there effectively talking about trying to close down the border and do something. No one else is out there. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, all these guys want to leave it wide open and let everyone run in. This was an example of what happens when you leave your borders wide open. And the people in the military are awake to that stuff. They see what happens behind that curtain that most people don't see, that doesn't get put on TV. Most of the things that happen overseas in combat don't have huge exposure like what happened here in Paris. And when you have something like this put into a large spotlight, when people actually see the running, the fear, the bodies being dragged out of theaters, people hanging from windows, the terror, the horrific scenes of violence, people start to re-question what they've been thinking. That's why his numbers are surging now, because he's the only person out there with an effective plan and the only person who says he will do something about the border.
Sure.
And the sad thing is there's so many countries out there, Alex, who are just going to ignore that fact. This is how many attacks this year alone in France? The third one, I believe. The first one, Charlie Hebdo.
Well, the third wave. This one was at least 10 or 15 attacks, 6 in Paris. This is the third wave.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. How many of these things have to happen before people start to use a little bit of common sense and go, hey, maybe we should look at what we're doing wrong. Maybe we should close these borders down. Maybe we should vet these people a little bit more.
I agree.
When you don't do that, people lose their lives, especially in these gun-free zones, because we've said time and time again, gun-free zones are kill zones.
And let's not forget, Obama, the day it happened, hours before it happened, Joe Biggs, said ISIS is contained in Iraq and in Syria, and then now look at this. And, of course, they shot down or blew up. We're not sure which one they took credit for taking down the Russian airliner. But oh, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. What is the end game? Crisis. Because they're going to put a police state in for us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson and former Army Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, along with Michael Zimmerman, bravely there with the deserted Paris. Most of the flights were canceled. That's why we couldn't even fly out the day it happened, or the next morning. We had to fly out in the evening Saturday, they did, because almost all the flights were canceled out of England and the United States to get into France because everyone was basically saying they were too scared to go. Meanwhile, we have these clips that we're going to be going over. The first clip is Obama. I was confusing Nico during the break saying we're going to go back to Trump. I meant Obama. Obama coming out the day it happened, hours before, last Friday, Friday the 13th, and saying that we had ISIS contained. Then we have Ben Rhodes coming out, a spokesman for the White House, saying Obama's still planning on taking refugees. So let's go ahead and go to the clip. It's just hard to believe, of Obama saying ISIS is contained when his own government helped fund it and create it. We have the former head of Defense Intelligence going public 2 months ago and saying when he was in there, they were ordered to do this. This is on record now, claiming that the group they helped create and fund, and that WikiLeaks is exposing as the West funding, claiming that actually they were contained. And then hours later, hundreds dead in Paris. Here it is.
But ISIS is gaining strength, aren't they?
Well, I don't think they're gaining strength. What is true is that from the start, our goal has been first to contain, and we have contained them. They have not gained ground in Iraq. And in Syria, they'll come in, they'll leave. But you don't see the systematic march by ISIL across the terrain. What we have not yet been able to do is to completely decapitate their command and control structures. We've made some progress in trying to reduce the flow of foreign fighters, and part of our goal has to be to recruit more effective Sunni partners in Iraq to really go on offense rather than simply engage in defense.
So what do you think when you hear someone like Ben Carson get up in debate and say, hey, this would be easy. We can take ISIL out just by bombing their oil fields near Anbar. That's what the general told him.
Yeah. What I think is that he doesn't know much about it. And look, George, I think it's fair to say that...
that's enough. I just wanted you to hear the full clip in context. They don't fully control ISIS. Saudi Arabia stirs them up, funds them, turns them loose. This is all on record. They just keep the public ignorant, never talk about real facts. Then they send them in mass, promising them all Syria. When they don't get it in a couple of years, they get mad to invade Iraq, wanting their new homeland. And then they say, we got to deal with Turkey. You just go through to Europe. You can go to Europe and get free welfare. And so that was their veterans deal. Here a veteran gets, you know, VA benefits, supposedly the GI Bill. Here you get to go to Germany and get welfare. Isn't that just special? And then here's Ben Rhodes, the spokesman for the White House, saying Obama's still planning on taking refugees. And we'll go back to Joe Biggs in Paris.
We consider his plan to accept 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year.
No, Chris, we're still planning to take in Syrian refugees. We have very robust vetting procedures for those refugees.
Men.
It involves our intelligence community, our National Counterterrorism Center, extensive interviews, vetting them against all the available information. And what we need to be able to do, frankly, is sort out that foreign fighter flow, those people who've gone into Syria
and come out and want to launch
attacks, or those people who've had connections with ISIL and Syria.
Stop right there. And this is also the cover, because the West helped recruit all these groups in the U.S., England, Europe, the cover for their own operatives to come back in, because even the FBI wants to arrest them. But then they use the State Department to bring them in as refugees to circumvent the no-fly list. So I'm giving you the deep intel on how this works. Joe Biggs, we see the escalation in the attacks. The more refugees, the more attacks. They're not going to be able to cover up the attacks on military bases and Fort Hood and Army recruiting, Marine Corps and, centers. They're not going to be able to cover this up forever. Where do you expect all this to go and other points? And we're going to come back with more from Paul Watson.
Well, I think it's laughable that President Obama would come out and say that ISIS is contained. I mean, that's equivalent to George W. Bush's mission accomplished. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. They make these comments without any facts whatsoever. I mean, what has Obama done to stop ISIS? Nothing. But he has done every single thing in his power to arm those terrorists. He's done everything to cover for them. He has done everything to allow them to grow. He has kept our military from doing what it's capable of doing. We could have destroyed ISIS over a year ago when they're all convoying into Iraq with successive bracketing. We could have taken them out in minutes. Instead, we allow them to grow. And we keep accidentally dropping these ammunitions off, these bombs, these weapons, and allow them to do it. And yet they come out and they actually do what they're supposed to do. They go out and they kill a whole bunch of innocent people. And yet, what are we going to do? Obama still calls for open borders. Hillary Clinton still calls for open borders. Nothing will be done. It is completely and totally disgusting that they could sit here and look into that video camera and talk to the people of the world and say, I'm not literally going to do a damn thing about it. My agenda is to leave this border open, and I don't care what happens.
Joe, we've got another clip I want you to hear. I don't know if you've heard this yet because you're on a plane. Hillary Clinton and all of the Democratic candidates in the Democrat debate refuse to use the word radical Islam. They won't even do that, but they'll demonize gun owners and call us terrorists all day long. Here's that clip, Joe Biggs.
Radical jihadists.
Yes.
Marco Rubio, also running for president, said that this attack showed, and the attack in Paris showed, that we are at war with radical Islam. Do you agree with that characterization, radical Islam?
I don't think we're at war with Islam. I don't think we're at war with all Muslims. I think we're at war with jihadists who have...
Just to interrupt, he didn't say all Muslims. He just said radical Islam. Is that a phrase you don't...
I think that you can talk about Islamists who clearly are also jihadists, but I think it's not particularly helpful to make the case that Senator Sanders was just making, that I agree with, that we've got to reach out to Muslim countries, we've got to have them be part of our coalition. If they hear people running for president who basically shortcut it to say we are somehow against Islam, that was one of the real contributions, despite all the other problems, that George W. Bush made after 9/11 when he basically said, after going to a mosque in Washington, we are not at war with Islam or Muslims.
Right there. No, here's the reality. You're at war with non-radical Islam. The truth is you're trying to exterminate it, and the secular countries, you're overthrowing every one of them, and you're putting the radical jihadis in, run by Saudi Arabia, to keep those folks in the dark age. And the truth is that Saudi Arabia was involved in the attacks. Our government stood down. That's been basically declassified now. It's been admitted to the 28 pages. And you attacked Iraq that had nothing to do with it. truly sickening. Joe Biggs, final points, and then we're coming back to Paul Watson. You're going to be there all week with us on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. reporting. Great job. I want you to get some sleep and a big steak dinner if you can still find one this late at night. But final points, Joe Biggs from Paris.
Facts are right now, Alex, borders are wide open. There was a terrorist attack. We know that. But we have too many sick, demented left-wing liberals, crazy nut jobs. Look at the University of Missouri, for example. The students there have started the hashtag F Paris. Why? Because they feel like the spotlight's been taken off of them.
These are sick, narcissistic, degenerate babies.
These are the kind of crazy people, Alex, who are coming up and are eventually going to take leadership positions in and around the country. These are people who, when journalists came out there to cover the story, they assaulted them, they pushed them, and they told them to get out of there because that was their safe place. Then they go and they racially divide it and have black-only meetings and segregate the entire thing. Meanwhile, then they start, you know, complaining, saying that, you know, why has the media completely ignored us? You know, what's happening in Paris is just as equally as important as what is happening here at the University of Missouri. I'm sorry. A poo swastika on the wall is not equal to hundreds of people being gunned down.
Joe, you're on fire. I want to go to Paul and come back to you, but I want to keep you out there too late because I know it's freezing, but come back to Paul and back to you. Please do a report on that. What you said is so key. Lash out at these people. Let's get aggressive. We have the moral authority. These people are sick. You're absolutely right.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your head. I want to tweet out a real Alex Jones, a cartoon that my buddy Rob Deuce sent me from the Amazing Patriot, nationally syndicated cartoonist, editorial cartoonist Ben Garrison. It says Attack of the Cry Bullies, and it shows a bunch of giant 50-foot babies stomping around, attacking people with political correctness and burning up curriculum, burning books. And that's exactly what's happening. I just heard Joe Biggs say this from Paris, and I was talking to the crew, and I said, I hadn't heard that yet. I saw the Daily Caller on DrudgeReport.com with liberal activists upset Paris terror attacks are getting attention, not Mizzou protest. And then Kit Daniels runs in and he goes, no, it hasn't broken yet, but it's one of the top Twitter hashtags. We're writing an article right now, so we'll be breaking at Infowars.com the next 30 minutes. F Paris. And it's getting thousands of tweets from Mizzou. This isn't a joke. Saying, we want the attention, F the white French, basically. So this is just the total mental illness of the left and how anything seen at its core is anti-white or Western. What it is, but it's all run by globalists. It's just, they're screwing everybody over. The Middle East, Latin America, Africa, everybody's getting screwed here. But they sold global carbon taxes as increasing taxes on white people. Turned out it's basically double on Africa and stuff. You know, they just play us off against each other. Paul, I cannot believe that the actual Black Lives Matter Mizzou people from their official Twitter accounts are saying F Paris now. Because it's not giving them attention, and because I guess they have solidarity with the jihadis. Are these people completely mentally ill? Do they not know that the radical Wahhabists think blacks aren't humans, basically, and in Libya are killing every black they can find, Paul Watson?
Well, it's fascinating, Alex, because in the very minutes after the Paris terror attack broke on Friday, you had these Mizzou people on Twitter coming out and saying, hey, how dare you even start, because of those, the top Twitter trends were completely monopolized by Paris, obviously, in the hours afterwards. They were absolutely furious because, of course, it was their day. It was the million student march, even though they'd been completely debunked in the days leading up to that. But they were absolutely furious. And I mean, I've just tweeted that it's no surprise that Black Lives Matter radicals are tweeting F Paris, because their ideological inspiration is a terrorist on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list, a convicted cop killer. So it's no surprise that they're going for that. And again, you had Amherst University on Friday. This got eclipsed by what happened in Paris. But the students there came out. They had a sit-in. They demanded that the president acquiesce to this huge list of demands, one of which was to not tolerate and to punish people who express free speech. Those were their words, not mine.
I know, you have a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats who's one, the leader's dad makes $8.2 million, worshipping terrorists, running around bitching. I mean, these people are a joke. And, yeah, and then CNN and ABC News and MSNBC bowed down to them, and they're looking at firing the professors at Yale that said, don't ban costume parties. I mean, these are freaks.
Well, yeah, that's how it started at Yale, of course. But, yeah, they actually came out because there were people holding up signs which said free speech at this Amherst University. They weren't happy with that. They put out this huge list of demands. Not just that, basically calling for complete intolerance for any free speech. Again, their words, not mine. Demanded that the president acquiesce to these demands within 48 hours, or they would stage, quote, civil disobedience. So that was all going down on Friday. Of course, you had the nationwide protest over absolutely nothing. And then immediately, and again right now, it's trending on Twitter. I mean, I retweeted some of them. They're coming out and saying, how dare you compare what happened in Paris with the terrorism that's happening in American colleges every day? Again, somebody shouted the N-word out of a pickup truck a few weeks ago. Somebody drew a poop swastika on a bathroom wall. They're actually equating that to Paris and saying, basically whining about the fact that it's took them out of the headlines. It's took them out of the Twitter trends.
Paul, I'm going to go to break here in a moment. 877-789-2539, specifically on the terror attacks. Your take, your view, especially if you're in Europe or a family over there, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, international line 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. If you're not on this topic, folks, please don't call in. We don't screen your calls except when it's on a topic, and this is specifically on this in the next two segments. Paul, you've got the floor for the last 4 minutes. Other angles to this, it's just wild to see Merkel saying tolerance, open the borders more, them arresting people that criticize open borders, Syrian refugees arriving here, Madonna saying we haven't been loving enough to the jihadis. They'd rape her and kill her in minutes if they got their hands on her. What is wrong with these people crapping all over the Western culture that gave them the freedom they're living off of?
Well, it's quite bizarre, Alex. A lot of them don't really know how to respond, because I was, again, in London late last night in Trafalgar Square, where they had a huge vigil, because they lit up the buildings in the French flag. They've been doing a similar thing around the world. The World Trade Center, the new World Trade Center, is lit up in the French flag as a show of solidarity. You know, that's quite a nice gesture. But how about we have a show of solidarity by ending
our... We've lost your audio again, Paul. I'm going to have to come back to you after the break. I believe we're having a disconnect where the internal mic on the camera is taking over, not the corduroy, or however you say it, mic in front of your face. We're going to continue to fix that rig. This has been an ongoing thing for years. I don't want to throw a fit on air. We have a great crew. We got to really, really work on that rig, because that seems to happen occasionally. It was one of our only real problems in the field. I want to just stop before we go to break and say this, though. Our crew's done an amazing job. My crew here in studio's done an amazing job. You, the viewers and listeners, have done an amazing job. We are the real media. We are the liberty media. We're the common sense media. We wear our bias of telling the truth and promoting common sense and telling it like it is on our sleeve. And I want to just say, great job with our crew, getting better and better in the field on no sleep. Wonderful job as we use these open source technologies to bring you information around the world. Shop with the good people. I mean, if you want to be part of this fight, folks, this is War Bonds. Buy a Hillary for Prison shirt, limited edition, InfoWarsStore.com. Give them as Christmas gifts this season, this holiday. Buy the high-quality nutraceuticals, the Nation Iodine, the Oxy Powder, the Liver Cleanse, the Parasite Cleanse, the Secret 12 Methyl Bottle and Vitamin B12, the Brain Force, the DNA Force, the Alexa Pure Pro, best gravity-fed filter out there. At an incredibly, incredibly low price. All of this is available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, the nutraceutical subpage. And you can get, again, 10% off on the water filtration systems with promo code WATER. And when you shop with us, I mean, it's such the easiest thing you can do to fight the globalist is you're funding an operation that every week makes national news, every few weeks makes global news, changes narratives, forces big stories out, promotes the Second Amendment, promotes family values, promotes pro-life, promotes private property, is fearless, has whistleblowers on, is vicious against tyranny. That's why we're attacked by all the big White House-run Media Matters, MSNBC, CNN, Bill Maher, all of it. Because they're scared of us, folks. They know we're coming for them. Buy the products, InfoWarsLife.com. Got a bunch of specials running right now. Take advantage of them.
You're liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Everyone knows who's been a long-term listener that I am not an Islamophobe. There's been a lot of great culture, a lot of amazing things come out of the Middle East. Mohammad Mosaddegh was trained in the West. He was pro-America, but he wanted our Iranians to have, the Persians to have, their own oil money. So they overthrew him and used radical jihadists to do it. And they set up Saddam Hussein, and I'm not saying he's perfect, but compared to these guys, he was a good guy. Muammar Gaddafi helped stabilize Africa. They set him up, removed him. Egypt. They tried to remove them and put in radicals. They want to destabilize the area. And they want to take our jobs and make us poor and stupid, too. The globalists are parasites above nation states, but they are radicalizing Islam and bringing folks in and allowing this to happen, and then not attacking the folks that did it, attacking whoever their enemy is. Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11, attack Iraq. Saudi Arabia and its people are involved in this attack. They want to take out Assad. And that's because of political ignorance in the public. They can get away with that. And that's what they're announcing right now. It's unprecedented. And it's because politicians aren't held accountable for stuff like this happening that they get more power when there's an attack now. Well, there's going to be more attacks then. Now, I don't know if this was a false flag or not in the classical sense that really Muslims didn't do this. But we know radical Muslims do stuff like this. And it, if you look at the larger issue, the false flag is bringing them in to allow it to happen. And I've got Hamza, Tamir, William, Scott, Stephen, Alex, Josh, all of you. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes at the end of this segment and the next. But we've got calls from Montreal, calls from Syria, calls from you name it. We're going to your phone calls. Australia. This is a global program. But finishing up with Paul Watson, you got cut off by audio problems. Finish your points, and I've got one more question for Joe Biggs. As you were there in front of the Eiffel Tower that they've now announced, Associated Press, is closed indefinitely. In fact, here it is, AFP. Eiffel Tower closed indefinitely after Paris attacks. Well, there's always, terrorists are always going to be able to attack different things. You can't just close them to be safe. This is giving in to the fear. But now Rob Lowe is being criticized for saying they should control their borders. I mean, this is how politically correct we are. Paul Watson, final points.
Well, I mean, the Eiffel Tower might be closed and you can't go up it, but you can walk right. There are no barricades or anything. You can walk right under it. So I don't see much sense in closing. If you're a jihadist who wants to do damage, then nobody's stopping anybody from walking right up to it. And then again, just on this whole virtue signaling thing, you know, after Charlie Hebdo, the jihadists were emboldened because you had people like the Pope coming out and saying that, you know, insulting someone is wrong and it's offensive and that's not part of free speech. That's what the Pope said. He basically sided with the jihadists. Charlie Hebdo themselves, after a certain amount of time, said they would stop publishing Muhammad cartoons. They had this huge fake march with all the world leaders, just me, Charlie. That completely evaporated. We went back to this thing about, you know, Islamophobia. Remind people that Islam is not a race. You've got Muslims from all over the world, North Africa, the Middle East. You've got white Muslims. You've got Chinese Muslims.
East Asia.
You've got the weakest. Exactly. So Islam is not a race. So to criticize it is not racist. And again, going back to virtue.
And let's be clear. Islam kills itself, the Shiite, Sunni, and all the other subgroups, more than any other group. I mean, people say, oh, Islam's perfect, don't criticize it. The main two groups are constantly killing each other. And I'm not siding with the Shiites, but they seem to be the ones that don't go around stirring up all the trouble. It is the dominant Sunni group, Saudi Arabian controlled, that is running around bullying everybody, including Sunnis that want to have a decent life.
Yeah, and then, you know, domestically you've got these progressives who are just so terrified of being politically incorrect. I told the story on your show. My girlfriend's dad, a couple of months ago when the whole refugee story was unfolding, sat them all down and said, we're going to take in two Syrian refugee families into our tiny two office space bedrooms in this small house in London. No plan to actually do it whatsoever. It was virtue signaling. And so a lot of people are like that. And now, in fact, her dad is threatening to kick her out of the house because she said that Marine Le Pen being president wasn't as terrifying a scenario as jihadists running around France killing everybody.
Sure, well, exactly. So, I mean, to quantify this, all we hear on the news is, oh, we're going to cover your Twitter support for the victims. How about support shutting the borders? How about support shipping out the jihadis? How about support not supporting Al-Qaeda or ISIS? See, how about being informed means you help people, not just sending out a tweet? Sorry, Paul.
Exactly, and then, you know, you've got the flip side. You've got Fox News saying, oh, this must mean we need more American boots on the ground in Syria. What the hell is American boots on the ground in Syria going to do about people who are already here, already citizens, already radicalized because of Saudi Arabia exporting this extreme Wahhabism and now building 200, just for starters, 200 new mosques in Germany? That's how they're going to help with
right.
the refugee crisis.
Paul, I'm going to shift gears now into a final comment from Joe Biggs. We're going to go to phone calls here. But briefly, did you have any trouble getting into France?
No trouble whatsoever. It was quite quiet. The flight was delayed a little bit, but it was fine.
All right, thank you. Let's pass the microphone. Great job. You might want to go down tomorrow or today and show they claim they've closed the Eiffel Tower. You can still walk right underneath it. It's like saying, you know, airport security, a bomber would just blow up the TSA line. That's where everybody's concentrated. There's no stopping terrorism. They're just not giving into it. Then they have no reason to do it. But just simply amazing. But I would go down and point that out as well. Joe, did you have any trouble? Because Paul's parents live in France. They have a little hotel there. They're British, but there's no jobs in England. So he obviously can get in easier. Did you have any trouble getting in?
Negative, Alex. I had no trouble getting in, but I did get looked at very strangely by everyone. Everyone going, why would you go there? Why would you do this? But you want to know what we do have an attack going on? It's free speech. What happened to free speech, Alex? What happened to journalists being able to go out and tell stories and tell the truth and tell people what's really going on? Now it's free, comma, speech. We have to fight for our freedom of speech. We need to free speech because journalists don't have that ability anymore. People are scared to cover what's going on with Black Lives Matter because they're afraid they're going to be attacked by those people. And then they wonder why they get no spotlight.
Yeah, it's good to be attacked by a bunch of scum.
People want to know why that. People are scared to even say anything about the migrants now because you've got Merkel and Zuckerberg sitting there snickering back and forth saying, all right, yeah, if someone gets on Facebook, we're going to censor those people. That's what the attack's happening right now, Alex. It's not with all this other stuff with the actual attacks. It's our attack on free speech because free speech used to be that, free speech. Now it's free, comma, speech. We have to go back. We have to take that. So it is free again. People shouldn't be scared to be able to go out and do that. But you see so many journalists now that are horrified to go out and tell the truth because of the backlash or the fact that they're going to be censored or the fact that the government's going to attack them and say no or go attack your Facebook page or your YouTube page. It is ridiculous the fact that people can't go out and actually tell what is going on. That is the atrocity
and here's what's happening crazy.
Across the globe.
You become a hero when you fight this tyranny. The scum attacking you has no power until they finally take over like Germany, where they arrest you for criticizing radical Islam or socialism. That's why now in the U.S. they want to arrest you for criticizing man-made climate change. These tyrants can't beat us in the info war and the fight of information in the open market of ideas, so they want to shut us down. The answer to their tyranny and bullying is to stand up to them. Hey, you guys can go hit the sack, get a great dinner if you want. If you want to keep reporting, do whatever. Fabulous job. We need to work on that mic connection and the rest of it that's been coming in and out. But other than that, I will see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday program. That'll be in the afternoon or the evening there in France, right around sunset. We'll be playing your reports and more and watching everything you do at InfoWars.com, Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and more. You guys just take that Twitter, that Facebook over. We're going to be getting that info out and man on the street and so much more. Great job, Joe Biggs.
Thank you, sir.
All right, great job to the crew. We're going to go to break, come back in a 10-minute segment, and try to talk to Stephen, Scott, William, Hamza, Tamir, Mia, Alex, and others. I'm going to give each person about a minute. I'm going to just shut up, make your point, and then we'll end the show that way. And more of your calls. We'll have 3 hours tomorrow and less breaks to cover it all. I'm going to say it again because these trips break us. We need your support, InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands. There's close to 1,000 high-quality products up there, from non-GMO seeds to Patriot apparel to high-quality nutraceuticals to books and videos. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom
custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hbfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hbfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hbfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Lies, 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 lies. Is it a false flag? One way or another, it is.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem?
This story doesn't add up.
If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Ministry bringing us in. Yes, criminal globalist organizations stage false flags. Private corporate groups do it to push governments, like the Spectre movie shows, into doing it. But the false flag is radicalizing Islam, protecting and opening the borders and bringing them in. That's going to happen to begin with. So it is a false flag regardless. I see these calls. Most of them are saying, hey, we think it's totally staged. But they want the open borders. They want to bring the folks in. If that's true, they think we're so dumb. that they'll have the attacks take our rights but still keep the borders open? Maybe you're right. Maybe it could be staged completely. Anything's possible nowadays. Scott in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
I don't think it was completely staged, but I just came across an article in the Times of Israel. The headline is, Jewish owners recently sold Paris's Bataclan Theater where IS killed dozens. And it talks about how this Israeli owner owned that theater for 40 years and sold it on September 11th, 2015 because of the threat of ISIS that was directed against that theater. So that might be
something. And I mean, sure. I mean, if you're getting threatened, you're going to sell it. And why would he openly say, I sold it because of threats, if they were somehow involved? I don't think it's like Silverstein owning the towers and getting double insurance a week before.
No, I would agree. It's not. Smoking gun of anything, but it's something to look at and consider if there were threats on this theater.
Oh, we know there were threats. We know the cops had arrested some of these people in order to stand down. So I think there clearly is prior knowledge. What about the CIA director there that day meeting with the head of French intelligence? On 7-7, the CIA head was meeting with MI6 a block from the first bombing.
It all smells like somebody knew something at the top.
Of course.
Probably at the bare minimum allowed it to happen.
I agree with you. I agree. I mean, yeah. It's starting to pile up. We find out there's a drill. It's a done deal. Steve in Orange County, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for receiving my call. The last caller just stole my thunder. Actually, I was calling on the ownership of the Bataclan, the concert hall itself, and that they had pro-Israeli events that were held there and also Israeli border police events that were held there. But the strange thing about it is that I looked into the Eagles of Death Metal group last night. I was thinking, you know, who's this band? I want to check it out. And I went to their Wikipedia site, and the last paragraph on the Wikipedia site stated the ownership of the Bataclan was owned and da-da-da-da by, you know, Jewish ownership, and that they used to hold these pro-Israeli events and had all these threatenings going on. So I took a picture of it because I wanted to show my friend this morning.
And they got taken off.
Come back home because he wants me to send me the link, and actually they erased it from WikiLeaks.
Well, do me a favor. We'll investigate that. Send it to us. And I'm not saying Israel hadn't staged false flags before. At the same time, though, if a Jewish-owned thing gets targeted, that's what the jihadis would target. That's what the Middle East does. Is everybody stabs each other in the back. It's hard to figure out what's going on. We're going to continue. That's why we got four people on the ground in Paris to cover this, because obviously this is the beginning of a lot more. ISIS has been carrying out the threats they say they will. And all I know is our government's funded these people and are bringing them in, and Obama's bringing them in. And so when they attack, it's their fault. I don't care if they totally ran it or opened the door for it. They're to blame. That's the big issue, and we got to get that out. But great point. William in Montreal, Canada, thank you for calling in today. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor. Long time, first time. I've been following you since Ruby Ridge.
Welcome.
Anyways, so 2 weeks ago, there was a terrorist simulation in Montreal down my street. It's kind of odd. It's pretty close to last Friday's massacre. I just want to point out, wouldn't the NSA have tabs on all these conversations? Don't they have the certificates for the SSL communications with Google?
I meant to make that point. The more NSA spying we get, everything tracked, the more terror. Al-Qaeda went 15 years ago from 1,000 to now a couple hundred thousand under the name ISIS. I mean, boy, the more money we spend to take our liberties away, the worse it gets, because that's who's really gaining is the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. And, you know, there's none of this, they encrypt the messages and they can't read it. They have access to all the certificates. They just go to I'm a programmer. They just go to VeriSign or one of these certificate authorities. They say, hey, we're the FBI, we're the CIA, NSA.
One CIA-connected Silicon Valley company ended up was running 40-plus ISIS sites, almost all of them. Folks, we tweet anti-ISIS stuff and they shut us down on Facebook claiming we're promoting ISIS. But then they let real ISIS promote itself.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, that's all I have to say. I'm really proud of you, Alex. I've seen you growing over the years, and just amazing work. God bless.
William, thank you for putting up with me. I still interrupt. I still chomp at the bit, because I'm real. I'm like a dog chasing a rabbit. I get upset, and thank you. Hamza is Syrian. He says he lives in Missouri. What is your view on this?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to be the stick in the mud here. It's unfortunate this happened. Let me just preface my comments by saying it's absolutely horrible, terrible what happened there. Innocent people getting killed. But you know what? I'm a Syrian born here in America. As you can tell, I have no accent. I was born here. My dad's over there. He escaped over here because he wanted to escape the bath party. And you know what, everybody? We've been having this style event going on in our country for the past 10 years. And every time we've tried to have a secular Arab nationalist leader, let's go all the way back to Sadat, and like what you said earlier, Mossadegh, the other Abdel Nasser, every time we have one of these guys that wants to take us out of the freaking Stone Age, what happens? He catches a bullet. And I'm sick and tired of everybody. And I know it's easy to say, okay, you know, let's blame all these refugees. They're all coming in. I tell you what, Alex, I got a pool in my backyard. I can pop a hole in it, and all the water will flow out that hole. I can guarantee you, I'll tell you where that water's going to flow. You destabilize the whole region. You open the door.
I want to be clear. I totally agree that the Middle East would be a paradise if the West wasn't in there putting radicals in. I agree. But the threat's real. But the real enemy is the George Soros's helping fund it. I mean, it's so evil.
Absolutely. And I 100% agree with that. In fact, I'm a longtime listener. And the only way me and my wife have ever been able to get any real information on the whole Syrian conflict is through your show. So we're big time fans. And the last thing I want to say is, that the refugees coming in, you know, everyone goes, oh, they're all military-age men. You know why they're all military-age men? Because those are the people that are going to be drafted by the government or drafted by the ISIS people to go fight in a war between.
Now, that's a good point. A lot of them are men running from real stuff. I totally hear you. We need to humanize these people, but we need to really humanize them by not letting the West destabilize them. And when I say the West, the criminals that want to break up our families, that want to take our property, the globalists are doing the same crap to everybody in different ways. It's world government is the enemy. Incredible calls today. Can't wait till tomorrow to take your calls. Let's take some more. Let's just go to Tamir in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say something to the guy that called before me that ISIS itself admitted that thousands of these refugees are working for them. So, okay, not all of them, maybe 20 to 30 years old, and they're all bad, but thousands of them are already admitted to work for them. That's first of all.
That's right, Evan. They have said that. They said in February, we're going to flood you with 500,000. It's been way more than that.
Exactly. And they keep finding these passports outside of these terrorist attacks. How do they find three different country passports outside of the attacks? And it's crazy.
Well, we know on 9/11 they claim they found two that didn't burn. Pure bull ever planted. With these, you got to have papers to get a hotel or do anything in Europe because of Interpol rules. And so they had fake passports, fake Syrian passports, and it's been confirmed by the French government and the Greek government that they indeed – this guy got saved out of the ocean. This guy got saved, this Ahmed – Al-Muhammad, and it's very, very sad. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going fast through these calls. Let's talk now to Alex in New York, then Mia, if we have time, in Kansas. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
I just want to let you know, in Hancock, New York, they have a Muslim Borg. It's exactly right by three big water reservoirs, but it is New York City. And nobody allowing this Muslimborg and bunch of Muslims over there. And my friends live there, and his team, he told me he's listening, and every almost night he's hearing automatic shooting, AK shootings.
All right, so I'm only picking up part of what you're saying, but yes, there are radical Islamic training camps all over the U.S. We've been to them. We've covered them. They're real. The government allows them to operate and build. It's just crazy. I'm sorry to Mia, we're out of time. The one thing I forgot to cover, Serbia in the early 90s and again in 99. Was invaded out of Albania. They brought in jihadis. They attacked them. They tried to fight this, and they got bombed by the Clintons and by the UN. And a third of their country was taken and given to the jihadis. So the globalists are working with radical Islam to chop up the West, and it's sick. It's very, very dangerous. It's unbelievable. Pray for our crew. Support us. Spread the word. We'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow with the big weekday show, Infowars.com/show. Spread the word.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.